Please welcome Patrick Lane.
Thanks, Yvonne, for, and Cynthia, both of you, for asking me to write the introduction. I was going to thank everybody, but they've already been thanked. Ursula, how great that is, eh? Doing something like this. And I've edited a few anthologies in my life, and it is a great labor. Trust me, it is a lot of work and a lot of hours, months, years go together to make a book like this. And these two have just done a magnificent job. You should be so complimented. And the cover is Rhonda Gantz, right? Right, Rhonda? Give her a clap. All right, I was going to read the introduction, but Yvonne reminded me that it would take 5 minutes, and that's kind of silly. So I wrote a little thing in the back of the thing. It says, each poet brings to the world their simple human concerns, life and love, loss, hope, and death, all the many names they've created to describe the presence of the spirit. Poems, anecdotes, small songs, the whispered words we speak to children and to lovers, that they not be afraid of the dark. But these poems here are not fragile. They're strong, tough things, and they've been made to withstand all that assails us. And I believe that today more than perhaps I ever believed. My first coffee house was the Advanced Mattress Coffee House in Vancouver back in the 60s. It was the mattress factory where Al Purdy worked when he was a younger man. I think it's probably the only job Al ever actually really had. And he didn't last long at it, but the young Bill Bissett and I and many other young poets in our early 20s camped there and read our poems just like the poems that happen here. So I'll read a short poem that's here. It's called The Ecstasy of No. I'm now 74 years old and Lorna worries about me burning the house down. You know, I don't think I'm going to burn it down, but you never know. Anyway, I got up one morning and said, you know, I'm living in the ecstasy of no, and Lorna said, you should write that down. So, a poem called The Ecstasy of No. He told his wife he lived in the ecstasy of no, and she told him to write that down. The last he saw was her going into the airport, brightly. Home, he digs at dawn in the garden, turning the old earth, giving its buried face to the sun. Around his neck is the new timer on a cord, the bread in the stove waiting for its ring. The noise reminds him he is old, the tick, 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 an ant tap dancing on his chest. His wife is afraid he will burn the house down. Some days he wants to burn his new poems. He thinks he will return to the kitchen and then tries to resist when the timer rings. In this, he resembles the aging fighter who tries to avoid the blows by hanging onto the ropes. It is a terrible wanting, this being alive. Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick.